Jesus drew his parables from the scenes and activities of everyday life. He began with the things which were entirely familiar to his hearers in order to lead them to things which had not ever yet entered their minds. This past week, our readings have focused on the theme of sowing and reaping. Good seed bears good fruit. Bad seed bears bad fruit. Today, there is a realization that there will be a day of harvest in our fields and in our gardens. Also, there is a personal day of harvest. For each one of us, there will be the day of judgment, where the good will be separated from the bad. This is a warning parable. Reform your lives. Metanoia. Root out the wickedness and evil from your hearts. There will be a harvest. Now, it may be said that this might be one of the more practical parables Jesus ever told. It's the perennial problem which confronts the farmer in his struggle with the weeds, or in our dealings with sin and evil in our world. The Son of Man sows the good seed of the children of the kingdom right into the midst of the world. The same field in which the evil one has sown the seeds of wicked deeds. Both seeds will grow together until the day of the harvest, when then they will be separated properly. The day of the judgment had to wait until the harvest time. And each person in the end will be judged not by a single act or a stage in his or her life, but the entirety of one's life. The gospel is teaching us not to be so quick with our judgments. It is not only insiders that Christians are to refrain from judging. Simply it's saying we are not to judge anyone, period. Jesus' disciples are not to try to root out the weeds of this world, but to leave them be. If such reapers would have their way, they would have tried to tear out the weeds and would have torn out the wheat as well. The good mixes in with the bad. Where do weeds come from? That's a perennial problem with farmers. It seems to be a problem that continues down to our present age. For evil is a problem for Christians. God allows evil so that humans have free will. Think about it. Evil is a choice made by humans, our free will choice. Without free will, we're mere automatons. We're just puppets. The gospel is calling for tolerance and patience. In a world where saints must rub elbows with sinners, and we are confronted with that perplexing situation. But the parable contains this promise that in the wisdom of God, the weeds will ultimately not prevail. Evil does not have the last word. Christ has overcome the evil in this world. Remind me of a European story about a traveler who came upon a barn where the devil had stored seeds that he planned to sow in the hearts of people. They were marked with various things. A bag said seeds of hatred, another of fear, lust, the seeds of despair, unforgiveness. There were seeds of envy and greed and drunkenness. And as he's looking at these bags, out from the shadows, the devil appeared and struck up a conversation with the traveler. He gleefully told the traveler how easily these seeds spread in the hearts of men and women everywhere. "Well, tell me," the traveler asked, "are there any hearts in which these seeds will not sprout?" Glancing about carefully, the devil shyly confessed, "These seeds will never sprout in the heart of a kind, generous, thankful, and joy-filled person." So in closing, let us apply the words of St. Paul in his letter to the church at Colossae to each of us today. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, Forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And I think this does call for a response. Amen.